It's been a tough time for Republicans in Idaho. Senator Larry Craig, a strong conservative, became, well, the fodder of late-night comedians everywhere after he was arrested for peeping and disorderly conduct inside a men's airport restroom. Now there is another Idaho Republican who may be in trouble come November 4th in a district that gave President Bush 69% of the vote in 2004. His name is Bill Salley. Sadie Babbitts reports.
By all probability, Idaho's first congressional district should be one of the safest seats for Republicans. But this year, things look different, and the campaign staff of Republican Congressman Bill Salley don't quite know what to make of it.
Bill is an average guy. He lives in an average house, drives an average car, has 114,000 miles on it.
That's Wayne Hoffman, a spokesman for Salley.
He's one of those people who I think if you envision what politicians should be like in Washington, D.C., Bill Salley is that.
But Bill Salley is in trouble. It's not so much for his voting record, that is reliably conservative, as are the voters in his district. It's his personality. The congressman has a reputation as being a showboat, a grandstander, and it's one that has alienated and angered party leaders during the 16 years he served in the Idaho State Legislature before being elected to Congress in 2006. He once insisted on forcing a debate that argued there was a link between abortion and breast cancer. One former Republican House Speaker, Mike Simpson, now a colleague in Congress, once threatened to throw Salley out of a state house window. Simpson's successor, Bruce Newcomb, called Salley an idiot, which he stands by to this day. Both in 2006 and this year, Salley won his party's nomination for Congress, helped by the fact that five Republicans were also running each time. Now, some Republicans back home have had enough.
I'm a lifelong Republican.
I've supported the Republican Party my entire life.
Bill Salley is not the leader that Idaho needs right now.
Vern Bisterfeldt is one of more than 100 Republicans who have put together this TV ad. They are all supporting Democratic challenger Walt Minnick, a former Senate candidate and businessman who turned a wood products company into a $700 million international corporation.
And so my strategy is to present myself as someone who is not particularly partisan, and I've been a Republican, I've been a Democrat, I've been independent, so I have some experience in the mainstream, and as a businessman, you solve problems.
The presidential election is the main draw for hundreds of people who come every day to Ada County's early polling station here in Boise. Each cardboard voting booth is full on this day, and dozens are waiting to cast their early ballots.
Does this have to be sealed?
Suzanne Bazell has just cast her vote. She lives in Meridian, a suburb of Boise. She says her votes are based on issues rather than party affiliation, and she pulls no punches.
Bill Salley is an embarrassment to our state. And I've lived in this state for almost 40 years.
The majority of voters I talked with weren't holding true to their party affiliations. A few, though, are, like Boise resident John Royso.
I voted for Salley primarily because of his seniority, the fact that he is willing to stand up for what he says he is.
Publicly, that is the position of state party leaders. But if enough of the Republican rank and file decide they want no part of Bill Salley, Democrats, even in this reddest of red states, might find themselves with a new member of Congress. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise.